Well, good morning to everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to see each and every one of you, and I certainly am glad to have this opportunity to be here with you once again to worship the Lord at the Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church. I appreciate very much the opportunity to stand before you this morning and speak. Brother David mentioned this to me the last time we met, that he wanted me to start out this morning, so we trust the Lord is in those arrangements. I want to take a text this morning, the Lord being my helper, from a scripture, one scripture is all I'm going to take, one scripture that Brother David mentioned in a sermon he preached here, I don't know, a couple of Sundays ago. He mentioned this particular scripture. It wasn't his text, but it was in the subject of his text, and so I want to take it this morning. This scripture is found in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, and it's one scripture, and it is the very first scripture. And it says this: there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now that one scripture right there, first of all, it supports one of our articles of faith that you have up on the wall out in the area between here where you exit the church. All of God's children shall be preserved in the grace of God and never finally fall away. Or the scripture, or the saying that you hear people say, I believe once saved, always saved. Well, this scripture says all that are in Christ Jesus shall not come into condemnation. That's God's word. I believe it. I believe every single elect child of God is preserved by the grace of God because he has Jesus Christ in him that was given to him by God the Father when he quickened him and gave him life. Another thing that I want us to see about this scripture does not say that you receive that protection or that the fact that you're not in condemnation because you walk in the Spirit. That scripture is saying, but that actually because you have received eternal life from God, you have something within you that enables you to walk in the Spirit. It's not the effect of the walking in the Spirit that you receive eternal life. That would be salvation by works. It's by grace. But it's because you have received eternal life from God by His grace that you have that within you that causes you to walk not in the flesh but in the Spirit of eternal God. Now there's another scripture that I want to quote to you this morning that's actually found in Romans. Now if you travel 411 much and you go up above Chatsworth, there's a man that's got a barn there. He's got this scripture painted on the side of his barn. It's Romans chapter 6 verse 23, and that scripture says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, we're receiving the wages of sin in our lives. That's why we're all going down to death in our lives. We're sinners by nature, but God has given us eternal life life. That scripture does not say God offered it to you. It says he gave it to you. The wages of sin is death, but the gift that comes to you from God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I've always said this about those that believe you can have eternal life and then you can do something in your life to cause you to lose it, then it has the wrong name. It's not eternal. If that can happen, they've got the wrong name. But it is. It's eternal life. And once a child of God's been born of the Spirit of God, he cannot lose it. He has it because, in fact, it is eternal life. Yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, what condition were you in when you received that eternal life? You were in no condition to believe in the Lord. You were in no condition to accept the Lord. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, said, "You hath he quickened." You hear me? "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin." And there's no action on the part of a dead man. You show me a dead man anywhere, anytime, and there's any action on you, on his part, and I'll tell you one thing, he's not dead. If he's dead, there's no action on the part of the dead. "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin." And when Adam transgressed in the Garden of Eden, he plunged everyone that came after him into a state of death in trespasses and in sin. And God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, reached down and rescued every one of us and gave us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now back to our text. "There is therefore now no condemnation whatsoever to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not by the flesh, but by the Spirit." Now I want to take some scriptures and show you some things, and then I want to tell you this about every single child of God, every one of God's children that have received eternal life. Now I'm going to have to clarify something here, because I also believe this: they will not all be obedient children, but they will all be the children of God. And even those that are not obedient children will in their life manifest certain things that come as a result of that they have Christ Jesus in them, that causes them to do these things. They're born again of the Spirit of God. They have Jesus that's come into their heart and lives within them. And there's an influence that the Spirit of God inside of a man has upon his life. Even though he may not be an obedient child of God, he may not be someone who attends church regularly, but he'll do some of these things that we're going to talk about this morning that come from one that walks not in the flesh, but in the Spirit of God. One of those things is prayer. Prayer is one of those things that a child of God will do, the obedient and the disobedient. They'll pray to God. And now you know those disobedient children may not be regular prayers, but when the trouble comes in their life, they'll look to God. They'll look to Him. They'll pray to Him in times of trouble. An alien sinner does not pray to God. The scripture describes the alien sinner this way: the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. Right. So any man that prays unto God, I'm telling you, that's an evidence to me that man is a child of God. That man is one that will not come into condemnation, but walks not after the flesh. But when he prays, he's walking after the Spirit of God. We want to turn here over to the book of Philippians, and it tells us a little about that praying. It says in chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. That's one of the things that a child of God who's not walking after the flesh, but walking by the Spirit of God, will do from time to time. Yeah. He'll pray unto his God. Yes, prayer is a wonderful thing. And as this describes here in the book of Philippians, it describes for us that we should indeed be a prayerful people. Yes. Those who are the children of the living God. Those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now let us turn over here to the book of Luke, where Jesus had a conversation here with his disciples. And he told them something. And this is another thing that a child of God that's following not after the flesh, but after the Spirit will do. He will deny himself and in following after Jesus. Jesus instructed them. Jesus here in the ninth chapter of the book of Luke, it says in verse 18, and it came to pass as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, whom do the people, whom say the people that I am? And they answering said, John the Baptist. Some say that thou art Elias. Others say that thou art one of the old prophets that is risen again. And then he said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And when he asked that question, the old apostle Peter, he spoke up, and apostle Peter answering said, the Christ of God. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that saying, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and scribes, and be slain, and be raised the third day. And he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. And any child of God that denies himself and does something in following after something that Jesus has put in his heart, that man is a child of God. That's a man that's not walking in the flesh, but walking in the Spirit of God. Yes, denying himself. That's another way that a child of God manifests that he has the Spirit of God within him. That scripture says he shall not come into condemnation, but is a child of God by not walking in the flesh, but walking in the Spirit. Another thing that a child of God may do from time to time is show benevolence. And what I mean by benevolence, he'll do things for others just because he sees their troubles, and he sees their need, and he can help them in some way. That doesn't come from an alien sinner. Those types of things come from a man that has the Spirit of God that lives within him. We'll find that scripture here in the book of Luke. beginning here in chapter 6 of the book of Luke, and we'll begin there at verse 35. He tells us here, this is the words of Jesus, he says, "But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again." Now you know that's one of the hardest things for us as a child of God to do, is love our enemies. But you know, we all have enemies. We even have religious enemies. We have our belief on what the scriptures teach. We have our belief of what those articles of faith teach, and we believe them. But you know, there's others that just as soon fight you over those things. Why? Because they don't believe them. They don't believe the scriptures teach it, or they don't know what the scriptures teach, what it really amounts to. But a fellow that's a child of God, he'll be benevolent. He'll do and want to do things for others. It says here, beginning at verse 35, "Love your enemies, do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and he shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, that ye be not judged. Condemn not, that ye be not condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." Then in verse 38 he says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, every man, give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you." A person that is a child of God will be benevolent to others. He'll see a person. He'll see his need. He'll see that he can do something to help him, and he'll offer and give him a helping hand. That's the nature of a child of God. That's the nature of a person that's not walking in the flesh, but walking in the Spirit of God. Now going on over to look at another one of these things that a child of God may do to show evidence that he is indeed one of God's children who shall not come into condemnation, is that he'll praise God. And this is spoken of here in the book of Psalms, where the psalmist David writes in the 147th Psalm, he said, "Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is comely." Yes, praising God, a person that praises God. You know, there may be children of God that don't go to church, but yet they'll hear Christian music and they'll sing songs about praising God. That doesn't come from one that's an alien sinner. A person that praises God, even if he doesn't do anything to worship God except sing a song, "Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me." A man doesn't sing that song from his heart except that he have Christ Jesus within him that causes him to feel that way, to praise God and to praise his great high and holy name. Amen. That's a person who's not walking by the flesh but walking by the Spirit of God. Another thing that they may do, they may testify of the Lord. They may tell others about what Jesus has done for them. They may tell others about the wondrous works of God. They may share what little they may know about Jesus, about how he's affected their life. That doesn't come from an alien sinner. That comes from a man who's walking not in the flesh but in the Spirit. We'll find here in the book of Psalms also, we'll see it in the in the 145th Psalm, it says, I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty. Now what is that? I will speak of the glorious honor of the majesty of God. That's testifying. That's testifying a saying of what you know and believe about God. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of the great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He's slow to anger. He's of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. His tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall, now here it is in the 11th verse, they shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power, testifying to others of the goodness and the greatness and the mercy and the love of our God. That doesn't come from an alien sinner dead in trespasses and sin. When a child of God does that, it's because he has the Spirit of Christ within him, and he shall not, I say, shall not come into condemnation, but he walks not by the flesh, but by the Spirit, which causes him to testify and praise God in his speech about others. Now, one other scripture this morning about those things that a child of God may do to present evidence that he is a child of God, to present evidence that he's one that walks not by the flesh, but he walks by the Spirit. One other thing is his service to the Lord. Now that's an important aspect. We all came here this morning to worship and adore and praise the God of our salvation. We came here to praise and honor and glorify him for rescuing us from that state of death in trespasses and in sin, from which we had no thoughts of God. We had no feelings of God. We had nothing within us that would cause us to want to be here at Macedonia Church to worship and adore his name this morning. But we're here in the service of our Lord, and our service is one of those things that proves we're walking not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. It says here in Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Now we've done that this morning. We sang the songs of Zion from the book that we sing from. We sang praises unto our God for his goodness, for his greatness, for his goodness toward us. We've sang and made melody in our hearts unto the Lord. The brother had a wonderful prayer before the service began. So we've met together. We've sang songs and made melody in our hearts unto the Lord. We've had prayer, and now we're hearing that, having the preaching of the gospel to the children of God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Now I hope you like me this morning. As I was driving down 411, I was glad to be going to the house of the Lord to worship him. I was glad in my heart, and it made me feel joyous to know I was coming to Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church to hear the gospel proclaimed proclaim and to worship and adore this great God of heaven and earth that we're here to worship this morning. Yes, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Yes, going back now to our original text, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus our Lord, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Yeah. That's not saying walking after the Spirit is a condition to get into that not being in condemnation, but you're not in condemnation because you have been given eternal life by Jesus Christ, and you are walking in a way that the Lord has led you to walk because you have the Spirit of God that indwells your heart. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. And we saw some things. I'll just reiterate some things that you may see from a child of God, whether he's obedient or disobedient. He may pray to God. An alien sinner doesn't pray. Only God's children pray to God. He may deny himself in his service to the Lord. An alien sinner doesn't deny himself. He doesn't know anything about these things. But a child of God will deny himself sometimes in his service to the Lord. Benevolence. He'll see a need of somebody and he'll help him because he has the Spirit of God that leads him to want to do these things. He'll praise God in his singing and in his daily walk with God. It may just be between him and God himself. He'll testify to others of the goodness of the Lord. And he will serve the Lord in the way the Lord has led him in the service of the Lord. Yes, indeed, that's a wonderful scripture. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus our Lord, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. I thank you for your attention. I pray that you will pray now for Elder David Guthrie as he comes to preach the gospel to us.